We're back, and we're joined by Mr. Jim Franchetto, General Manager of Heritage Cruise Lines. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. And you?
Oh, just well, thank you.
It's really nice to have you on the show. And let me just mention that the ship is the Georgian Clipper.
That's
and
right.
The place is the St. Lawrence River. Let's take it from there. Tell us a bit about the company.
Well, the Georgian Clipper is part of a cruise line called Heritage Cruises. They originated in Georgian Bay and have now opened a route on the St. Lawrence. It's actually running through the wonderful Thousand Islands and the Bay of Quinte. Those listeners who know the Eastern Ontario region will know the town of Kingston, of course, the wonderful 19th century town, which is where the Georgian Clipper is based. And from Kingston, she makes five-night, six-day cruises, I think around 27 of them in total, starting June the 3rd and continuing through the entire summer until the last cruise of Wednesday, October the 11th.
And there's some really great spots and great destinations here. You mentioned Kingston, and Kingston is probably what the oldest city in Ontario, actually, isn't it?
Well, Kingston is the former capital of Canada. You're quite right there. It's we who live in Kingston refer to it as 19th century Kingston, a beautiful limestone city right at the point where the St. Lawrence Seaway meets Lake Ontario. And Kingston is the jumping-off point for the Thousand Islands.
Right.
And at that point, of course, you're within a short stone's throw of the U.S. and Canadian shoreline.
Now, I was looking at some of the places you're going to, and it looks like you go to the Bay of Quinte. Is that the way you pronounce that?
That's right, the Bay of Quinte.
Right, and Prince Edward County.
That's correct. Prince Edward County is an area where Loyalist settlement took place in the late 1700s, and it is just a stunning, beautiful area, surprisingly unknown in eastern Ontario, but is rapidly becoming a very popular tourist destination. They have an event called the Taste of the County, and that really emanates from the wineries that have grown up on the peninsula. It's called the Wapoos Peninsula. Within Prince Edward County, and so the Georgian Clipper first sails into Picton, the heart of Prince Edward County, and we stay a couple of nights and, of course, tour the wineries and the cideries and generally enjoy this rather unique area.
And how many passengers do you carry on the ship?
Well, think of a private yacht. The Georgian Clipper carries 18 passengers in nine private cabins. Every cabin has its own private facilities. The vessel is currently being absolutely beautifully renovated and will resemble more of a private yacht than a cruise ship. She carries an executive chef, skipper, of course, and a full crew, cruise director. And it's almost like a miniature love boat, but think more of a private yacht than a large cruise ship.
And I would assume, certainly, that the service is very personalized.
Service is very personalized. The whole emphasis is on enjoying a very personal experience along the Thousand Islands, interpreting, you know, the wonderfully interesting War of 1812, that rather strange battle, if you like, that rather strange war, rather,
right,
between the new American Republic and the British colony,
right,
and enjoying personalized discussions and just having a rather unique and close-up look at this very pretty area.
Now, just to get into the whole cruise experience, one is on board the ship, and do you actually get off at some of these destinations, or is it just cruise along the waterfront?
No, we actually do get off quite often. In fact, the trip up to Picton from Kingston only takes 4 hours, and then we stay two nights in Picton.
Oh, I
so
see.
The
okay.
The ship moors, and we do a full day
excursion. Right.
Into the wineries and some wonderful local antique towns, and then when we go down the Seaway and moor at Brockville, the ship actually stays for two nights in Brockville, and we do an overland excursion to Ottawa, the nation's capital.
Right. And so from Brockville, it's basically surrounded by fresh water, and then the Atlantic Ocean at the Gulf of St. Lawrence, right?
Right. Well, you describe it quite right. We're quite a distance from the Gulf of St. Lawrence. We're still in fresh water at Brockville.
Right.
These distances are actually very, very short. We're not traveling more than 150 miles in any direction.
Right.
But the region between the Thousand Islands is extremely intimate. It winds between very narrow passages carved by the Ice Age, of course. And so we travel very slow. We travel very close to the shoreline. And I should say that it's completely flat water cruising. I don't think you could... I don't think you'd have any difficulty balancing a wine glass on a rail. I don't think it would fall off.
which is kind of nice when you're on a boat, because
that's very nice.
We certainly know what that's all about when you get out into the ocean.
Absolutely. One of the unique things is we have an open bridge policy, because it's like an intimate private yacht. The Georgian Clipper will run with an open bridge, and it has a huge wheelhouse, where, of course, the skipper is steering the vessel. And what we'll do is not only invite people to make that a kind of a home away from home, but we'll also do some basic navigation lessons. We know that a lot of travelers carry a tiny little personal GPS, and we can link that into the ship's system, and the skipper would be only too pleased to point out waypoints along the route, and each evening just do a very basic charting exercise so people can get the most out of their experience.
Well, while you're on that subject, tell us a little bit more about the on-ship experience.
Well, the Clipper was built 6 years ago in St. Catharines, Ontario. She's just short of 80 feet long. The onboard experience starts with a very personalized crew. Our skipper knows the Thousand Islands like the back of his hand. Our cruise directors have considerable experience, and so we'll be able to interpret the route as we go. Our stewards are young local people who generally are at university and are taking the summer off to enjoy a very unique type of employment. And so when guests come aboard, it will emerge more as a personal yacht experience than a large cruise ship. People will feel that they're extremely connected with the marine experience, and certainly as many of the ports are very intimate, it will not be uncommon for the ship to arrive at a port and just one of the local boaters to come out and help take the lines. And I think our guest will feel very connected with the marine experience, as well as having just an interesting holiday.
And the 2006 schedule, first of all, the normal cruise, are they basically the same length in time, or do they vary?
No, they are. They're exactly the same length. We decided that it was important to create an in-depth experience, and so each of the departures, and they're 5 nights, 6 days each, run exactly the same itinerary. I could just go over it very briefly. Day one, you leave Kingston and go to Picton. Takes about 4 hours to get there. Day two, we're staying in Picton doing a full-day excursion into the wineries. Day three, right down the center of the St. Lawrence Seaway, meeting as many interesting freighters as we can to get to Brockville. Spend a couple of nights in Brockville. During those 2 nights, we'll take a land excursion to Ottawa for the day. The next day, a short trip from Brockville up the Canadian small ship channel, the very narrow winding channel, into the town of Gananoque, where we spend the final night, and then the following day, a three-hour short trip up the Canadian ship channel into Kingston, where the ship turns around, and then we start the entire cruise again
over
27
again.
Times.
So Kingston then is, in fact, is the home port.
It is. It's the home port and the hub of this entire operation.
Right. Now, what is the length of the season? I think you touched on it briefly, but I've kind of missed part of that.
No problem. The season starts on June the 3rd and continues every 5 days all the way until the final cruise of October the 11th. And certainly in this part of the world, the fall cruises are stunningly beautiful because of the coloration of the trees. And what is not known is that the fall, when you get within 200 meters of the St. Lawrence River, fall tends to go on a lot longer than it does inland, and so we're able to hold the fall season actually well past October the 11th, and that is the final departure.
And so it runs from June through October, is that
June through October.
Okay, and it's basically the same itinerary. Now, you mentioned, interestingly enough, that you have a well-known or a chef on board, or I don't know about well-known, but certainly well-known to you.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the food.
Well, the chef was trained at the wonderful Holland College in Prince Edward Island, and I'm not sure if listeners know, but Prince Edward Island has one of the finest chef schools in this country and wins just tremendous international competitions. Our young chef comes from Holland College and, in fact, makes his home in Nova Scotia. Our food is best described as local cuisine. We think it's important to feature as many local ingredients as possible. The French call this terroir. It means
right.
things that come from the earth.
That's super.
And so our ingredients will all be grown locally. The wines will come from our local wineries. Our beef will be locally grown beef. And what we hope to do is give our guests an interesting culinary experience with, you know, many well-known international dishes, but a great local flavor using as many of our ingredients as we can. And, you know, the food-to-table movement, I guess the slow food movement, is gathering pace around the world as opposed to the fast food movement.
Right.
And what we're hoping to do is to minimize the distance between the grower and the consumer. So it's hoped that we can serve ingredients that, in fact, are grown within just a few miles of where the ship will be sailing, so that we can use fresh ingredients and this wonderful young chef can create food that is really worthy of the experience.
It's interesting because I think cooking aboard ships is a very interesting phenomena. It takes a very special person. We once met somebody that was cooking on a tall ship, and he said that most of the time that he was looking out the window, the porthole, into the water. So it takes a very special person. Of course, being on the river is makes it a lot easier for his life.
Yes,
and for
right.
those of the passengers. Can you touch a little bit about what one can expect is on board entertainment or activities?
Yes, we are focusing more on the heritage of the area than anything
right.
else. The St. Lawrence, the Bay of Quinte, the Thousand Islands is an area with incredible amounts of history. And so we have developed an itinerary which really can be interpreted in terms of the fascinating events of the War of 1812, this extraordinary series of skirmishes and battles between
right.
The American Republic and the old British colony, and certainly Canada, and the settlement in the Bay of Quinte. So as we move during the day, interpretation will be delivered, as it will be during the evenings, as we go from region to region.
And you can chat about what's coming at the next. Yeah, that's super.
Yes, we have a briefing each evening, of course, and some of them will be more in-depth than others. And in two or three of these ports, actually, there are wonderful theaters. The theater scene in Kingston is legendary in eastern Ontario. The Bay of Quinte has its own theater in Picton. Gananoque has a great theater, as does Brockville. So in the evenings, our guests have all kinds of fascinating opportunities, not only to stroll within a local intimate port, but very fine theater entertainment, and we certainly will make that available to them.
Now, what sort of price can one expect to pay for this cruise?
Well, the cruise is priced, I would say, within a popular scale, and I'm just reaching for our pricing grid here so that I can give you an idea. Cruises are around $1,700 per person, $1,769, in fact. And that price will run throughout the entire season, and we can accommodate 18 passengers at that price range.
Now, if someone wanting to book one of your programs, give us an idea. 800 number, website, which
yes,
is the best?
Yes, we have an 800 number, and I can give that out now. It's 1-888-271-2628. I'll repeat that, 888-271-2628. And we have a website, which is www.heritagecruises.com. That's HERITAGECRUISES.com. And we're here just about every day and currently taking a considerable number of reservations.
Well, Mr. Jim Franchetto, General Manager of Heritage Cruise Lines, thank you very much. And it was wonderful talking to you and sharing this experience.
It's been our pleasure.
And bye for now.
Take care.